Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to An Hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo. And as I've been telling you for the past couple of weeks, Teresa is back, but oh, we've got so many wonderful things to share with you. And if you are like me, you're so glad the sun is beginning to shine. The weather is getting warmer, so you can get outside, do your gardening. But more importantly, let's tone up after these long winter months. And Teresa's here with us. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna.
Well, I'll tell you what. I am so glad that we are finally seeing some sunshine here in the Pacific Northwest. I can't tell you how joyful that makes me feel so that we can get out and get about. You have been such a traveling person. When I talked with you last month, you had just come back from Europe and you're working on all kinds of projects. I wonder, do you ever get a day off?
I work hard, but I play hard too. That was what the trip to France was, to ski the Trois Vallées, the Swiss Alps, the French Alps. It was wonderful. And, you know, it's amazing how much that sunshine and spring skiing can brighten the spirit just as well as the sunshine here in Florida. And now that you're finally getting sunshine over there on the West Coast.
Oh, it's marvelous. Here in the Pacific Northwest, especially the Seattle area, we're known for our gray skies. And I'll tell people that we don't get old here. We just rust. Because we've got so much rain and gray sky. It's terrible.
There you are.
Yes, that's what it's supposed to be. Teresa, you have had some things going on. Just after the first of the year, there was a challenge that you put out to people. And I had called you before the show to make sure the telephone lines and everything were working okay. And you said you had over 400 people enter this. Now, for those of you that are just tuning in for the first time, Teresa Tapp has this marvelous, marvelous physical fitness program. And I know if you're like so many, you hear the terms physical fitness, your toes curl in the wrong direction, and you go, please, I don't need this. But I'm here to tell you it works. I didn't believe it. When I first met Teresa in New York City, I heard this, yeah, I've heard all this stuff. I walk 5 miles a day. I do this, I do that. And believe me, everything on me was like concrete. It was not moving. It was keeping its shape just as it was. I used her system, and I toned up 40 inches, and I'm still toning up. I mean, I just absolutely love her Fit and Fabulous in 15 minutes and the programs that she has. I've interviewed people that, I mean, I'm just aghast many times at their stories. I mean, these people have gone through all kinds of situations, medically, physically. So when Teresa comes on the air, we are giving you information that is empowering you. You have available to you. If you've got the winter slumps and you just look in the mirror and you go, oh, good Lord, what am I going to do with this around my waist or that around my thighs? Or, gee, I look at my butt and I think, is there any way I can cover everything up and not have anything show? It's just what we feel, Teresa. And I know my listeners will say, oh, please, I've dealt with this, I've tried this, I've tried that. But your system really does work, and you have this wonderful, I'll call it a contest, and you had 400 entries, people that did this? Tell us what was going on with it.
Yes, I was quite surprised. I mean, I didn't think that many people would enter a 30-day challenge. Usually we hold once a year a 60-day challenge. And I had seen many times where people said the first 30 days were easy to do. But by about week number 6, then they started, it's harder to get those last 2 weeks in. It's all about accountability, and I think that's what people like about contest is then everyone's in the spirit, they're on our forums, and at ttap.com we have very, very interactive, free forums where everybody motivates and educates each other, shares secrets, and it's not just about TTAP fitness and nutrition. It could be finding a pair of boots on sale on internet and share, or finding a new recipe that just seems to work wonders in making a good first impression. So it's like everybody is sharing, caring, and motivating over on the forums, and especially during contest times. Because they check in each every day. Did my 15 minutes today? Did my 40 minutes today? Just did hoedowns today. At least they're woohooing and yahooing as they share what inches, because the inches come off each week. Every week, that's all you do. Never step on a scale. You just measure your target areas once a week, and that helps you realize a quarter inch here, a half inch there, a full inch there. It adds up, and it's very motivating. Yes. Even when you see a quarter inch move, it's motivating to see the body cinch in and tighten. Oh, at any rate, it's just amazing how I became amazed with this 30 days. So yes, we had over 400 people, of which I'm supposed to pick 25 winners. Oh my! And the winners get to come to Florida for free. All they have to do is pay their airfare, except for the grand prize winner. But there's going to be several categories. There's less to lose, a more to lose, a health improvement, various special workouts, a winner from the TTAP to Tempo Torso, because they were target trimming their torso, the Tempo Lower Body category. So there's 25 different categories and one grand prize winner. But everybody gets to come for free. It's just the other 24 winners pay their flight, and then for 4 days, three nights, they're going to do a special beauty boot camp where we'll be exercising, skincare each day, special speakers, photo sessions, learn how to walk the catwalk, strike a pose, all kinds of great things that I learned while working in the fashion industry for over 18 years. And then those who are just hearing this for the first time, we do have a 60-day competition, and that's coming up, that contest, mid-May. Okay, so there is. Go to TTAP.com. You'll see where to sign up. But I'm telling you what, 30 days. I know losing one clothing size a month is very much the norm. It's not that fine print, like results are not typical that you see on so many other advertisements. And even though the book title is subtitled is 2 sizes in 4 weeks, because yes, that's very possible, but almost everyone loses at least one clothing size within 4 weeks. And what's interesting on this 30-day challenge, a lot of these people are T-tappers who've been T-tapping, you know, for a year. Mm-hmm. They've already lost the 2 or 3 clothing sizes. So I wasn't expecting a lot on 30 days. I thought, yes, visibly we'd see inches be tightened tone. I wasn't expecting like 1 or 2 or 3 clothing sizes. Yes, there was actually somebody with 3 clothing sizes in 30 days, but she had more to lose. Okay, and when I'm saying lose, it's losing inches. So she, believe it or not, she lost 3 clothing sizes and only lost 15 pounds. But 3 clothing sizes. It's because her muscle cinched in, uplifted, tightened, and toned, and she didn't have a whole lot of muscle to start with. So those empowered muscles really could cinch in, and the scale didn't move much. I told her, just wait. The second and third month, you're going to start seeing the scale move. But we don't really focus on the scale with TTAP. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, in summary, I've got it narrowed down to 100, and I'm still whittling away because I don't just randomly pick. I really read this essay on each person. I really look at the pictures. It's all about improving posture, improving health, looking better in clothes, looking better in shorts and tank tops, because summer is near. And everyone now who did this 30-day, they're going to be more than ready. They look great. They feel great. It's exciting.
Yes, it is. And one of the things, Teresa, that I think it's very important for my listeners to know is that this is all-encompassing, because I have been at your retreat and interviewed a number of the people that attend. And this last retreat that you gave was amazing, because there were men that were there that had had physical problems, and they just had sort of gone to pot physically because of one reason or another, and they were encouraged by their wives to start doing it, and they just looked incredibly good. And one of the men that I had on my show, he just said, I'm keeping this up. This is one of the easiest things I've ever done to be able to stay physically fit. And he had certain physical problems because of an illness and an accident. And it was just wonderful. This is the one common thread that, of many actually, but one particular common thread that's very meaningful to me is that in working with the TTAP system, there's a support network like you have talked about with your website, which I just think is fabulous. You've upgraded it. It's just absolutely wonderful. And you have your newsletter where there's so much information in there. But it is this communication, open communication, both by yourself, by your staff, by the people that are involved. They're saying, hey, you know, we've all got something we can complain about, but how can I help you to feel better about yourself? I want you to feel like your life is full, rich, it has purpose. We're here. And I don't find many environments where it is so complimentary like that. And I think by having these 400 participants, which is almost double, isn't it, from last year? I mean, this is just amazing to me. And they're also committed to it. This just has to make you feel really, really good.
It does. I mean, what makes me feel good is seeing that everyone's trying to be the best that they can be. Look their best, feel their best. It's not about what clothing size you wear. It's not about a number on a scale. It's how you feel. And that you stand taller and everything's fit, firm, and in the right place. And whether that's a size fit, firm 18 or a fit, firm size 6, it doesn't matter. If it's fit, firm in all the right places, some of us have a little more curve, but it looks really good in clothes and you don't have to buy as expensive clothes, because when you have your internal Spanx system, you don't have to buy the girdles and the real expensive fabrics. Anything's going to lay nicely on your form. And so it makes me really happy to see that I'm able to do what I love to do, and that's being a teacher. Helping mm-hmm. people understand, teaching them that, yes, you can on your own, in the privacy of your home, without weights, without jumping. Yes, you can. It's never too late. We have people who are 92. A brand new T-tapper, she's starting at age 92 just so she can straighten her spine and not
Ooh.
Look at the floor while she walks. Is that exciting?
That
and
marvelous.
What's really cool is we're going to put her in the new workout called the Senior Fit Series, and I'm going to let everyone see her progressively get stronger. So I'm going to film her as a rank beginner, and then people can progressively see her slowly stand taller. Okay, and then we have them all the way down to 3-year-olds now with Head Start program. They're doing T-tap in their little classes, so they're learning how to do butterflies. They're doing hoedowns. They're balancing on one leg with the knee bent. Body awareness is a wonderful thing because you need to understand the primary principles of the development of our system, because T-tap is not just about looking better in your clothes. It's about helping the body help itself for optimal health, better brain fitness, better heart fitness, brain-to-body kinetic awareness. I mean, that's not just about not falling for core balance. That's so you don't bump into tables when you walk by. You see seniors or teenagers, they're always bumping into things because they mm-hmm. kinetically aren't aware of where their body is in space. Well, then you can walk with ribs up and great posture, and that's confidence. And so all of these factors really, really float my boat. And so when I see this many people entering and hearing their happy talk, And I want anybody out there to realize, you know, not everybody's up every day. That's what the beauty of the forums are. If you're having a down day, you feel like you ate too many cookies the night before, or you just don't have the energy, or you just don't think you can do it, you go on the forum and you say, look, I'm tired, I'm cranky, my baby stayed up all night, or I just don't feel, why have I lost my mojo? There's all these newfound friends that are there to say, yes, you can, just start with this one move, or just press play, or let's do it together. Buddy system helps you achieve success, and that's what the forums are. You've got a buddy every day. You can have a different buddy every day. You can have a token buddy for a week, a month. It's really nice to see sisterhood. And TTAP, mm-hmm. you know, we have a few brothers, but predominantly it is women because we seem to talk and hold that sisterhood of, yes, we can, we'll do it together. And that's what TTAP is. And it's a 15-minute workout, that's the basic plus, or the TTAP mm-hmm. more, a 20-minute, which for people who have more to lose or more health issues, it's 5 minutes longer, but it's because you get more water breaks. And it's only 4 reps, but you get more specific moves. So I'm basically giving you a rehabilitative program in the privacy of your home. A 45-minute workout where it's a total workout and you're working your core. Those are all featured in chapters 4 and 5 at Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, the name of my book. And all of those get free, I'm saying free 1-800 number, as well as free email service to help you achieve your desired goals anytime. We're open our 9 to 5 in the office, but I have trainers answering the phones after hours. I have staff answering the phones. I have trainers in all the cities across America as well as Canada. And where else do you find that? It's because we really want you to achieve and have the understanding how to do it on your own. But it's a quick phone call. You might want to lose a little more on this side than the other. It might mean that you stubbed your toe and now what do? Because your foot hurts. You have a problematic hip. It clicks. So help me. What do I do to activate more muscles to protect that hip and strengthen it? Those are the kinds of things that my staff answers all day. We have 8 phone lines that all we do is answer. Or it might be a motivating, hi, yes, you can. We're here to tell you you can, as well as order lines. I honestly don't see that anywhere else out in the market, but I am the first to say that TTAP will empower you to do any workout of your choice out there and get better results with it. Because TTAP's more than a workout. It's understanding how to activate more muscles to have greater metabolic benefit, greater inch loss, even if you're just walking, standing in the line at the store, or doing your favorite DVD of some other fitness trainer, because you understand muscle mechanics with TTAP. That's what it teaches you. It's more than a workout. It's an educational system, and I'm getting off on a tangent. See how excited I'm getting? Because I've got hospitals calling me today where they want to incorporate it with their rehab, with their cancer treatment, with their mommies. I'm so excited we're now fully insurance reimbursed.
Oh, my God. Goodness, that is absolutely incredible. Well, Teresa, I wanted to bring up some things. I've had some clients, and I share your system with anybody and everybody. Oh, by the way, I have to tell you, I was at a function this last Saturday, and someone hadn't seen me since Christmas, and they walked up to me, and my husband was standing next to me, and they said, "What in the world have you been doing? You look so good." And I said, "TTAP."
Doesn't that feel good?
And my husband just chuckles to himself. He said, "TTAP again, huh?" I do. I get such a response from people. When I was in Alaska just a short time ago, a very good friend, she said, "Wow, you know, you've been talking to me about this for 2 years, for heaven's sakes. I'm so tired of going through such and such." I said, "You have nothing to lose but inches. You don't have to kill yourself. Try it. My schedule is so wacky, sometimes all I can do are a few hoedowns." So I said, "Just do it." And to me, it is so important when we're dealing with issues with women today. We have the hormonal situation. Mary, who was at your event last year, is going to be on the show. We're going to be talking about thyroid problems this coming month of May. She's going to be a guest on my show. Thyroid problems with women. We have bone density problems, and so much is related to using the body and keeping the body active. I was talking with an 84-year-old woman this morning, and just sharing some things with her, and since we're living so much longer, to be able to physically take the time, use the information, and be able to look better, actually, as you get older, instead of going the other way, where you look like a poor dog that's been left out in the rain for 500 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing women, I see women in their 60s and their 70s that if you think about our parents, our grandparents, they look like, you know, they were over the hill when they hit 60. Now you've got these women that are so attractive, and they're taking care of themselves. I think
exactly.
The men are beginning to catch on, but they're taking care of themselves. And for the busy professional, for the busy mom, for the person that just wants to look better, that is where I felt that, for me, it was a big milestone because nothing moved. I was at the gym. I tried all kinds of, nothing would move. The inches just wouldn't change. And I got so weary of it. But it has moved. It has changed. And I'm not absolutely religious. I'm not going to tell you I am about that because so many things interfere with my schedule. But I find that when I'm mindfully present with what I'm doing, then the result is I sleep better. And my concentration levels are better. Exercise is so vitally necessary, but we're not all athletes. We've got to be able to do what works for us, and that is where I found it relative. Now, I wanted to bring up, I started to say, I have two things, bone density that I'd like for you to talk about, and the nutrition relative situation there, and also for those people that have diabetes, who are, you know, they're very, very vulnerable to nerve damage, and I know so many individuals that carry excess weight, they're on insulin, maybe they've got more than one medication that they are on, and this is something I'd like for you to address, because these two particular issues have come up repeatedly this month in conversations I've had with people. And I'd like for you to share your insights nutritionally as well as the benefits of exercise with that.
And muscle movement.
Yes.
Okay. Let's start with osteoporosis. And the first hand we have Barry, who works for me now. She's in the DVDs. She has osteopenia now. But when she started T-tamping at age 74, she has had osteoporosis for over 24 years. And on medication. She now has, at age 82, osteopenia. Her bone density has improved. Osteopenia is when the doctor diagnoses that your bones are thinning, okay, that they're thinner than average. So there's concerns that you better start increasing calcium intake, not just with dairy, but also with vegetables that have good source of calcium, like broccoli is rich in calcium. And it might be more bioavailable for your body than taking yogurt. Everybody's body has different abilities to absorb, a multitude of factors, and it's a whole different interview. But it's just that people don't always think that, oh, well, broccoli has calcium. Yes, broccoli's very rich in calcium. So at any rate, when a person gets osteopenia, then usually a physician will say, you need to start doing weight-bearing exercise to help build better bones, because weight-bearing means to tug, the muscles need to tug on the bone. And tugging on the bone helps to increase the circulation within the bone, because bone is live cells. They're not just hard, dead matter that decays. No, they're living cells, and just like muscles atrophy with inactivity, bones, if they're not having active tugging, pulling, they're going to start to lose the circulation, less nutrients to the bone cells, then all of a sudden they start to die out and thin. Okay, so osteopenia, you need to increase your calcium intake, and you need to do more weight-bearing exercise. And the fear is that osteopenia can turn into osteoporosis. Then it's really porosis.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like netting. And you don't see, it's non-symptomatic. But all of a sudden, you bend down and a bone breaks. Or you slip and fall, and you break a hip. It's just really scary. But when you're an osteopenian, as well as boosting your calcium intake and bone and weight-bearing exercise, you also have to consciously think of not consuming things that they are known factors for thinning the bone. And the worst, soda, Coca-Cola, all of the caramel-colored sodas. And I like Coca-Cola, too. But if a person, I've met many people who say, oh, I don't drink Coke. I only drink Diet Coke. I only drink Diet Pepsi. honey, it doesn't matter if it's diet or with sugar. The acid in soda eats the bone. Just put a rusty nail in it or put a tooth, a baby tooth or a tooth, and wake up the next morning, the tooth will be completely gone and the rust will be off the nail. They even use sodas on batteries when they're working on automobiles to eat away the rust. Isn't that disgusting? And we drink this. Okay, I like my soda. I just don't drink a 2 liter every day. But if I were told that I had osteopenia or osteoporosis, I would stop in an instant. Water's the best thing for you anyway. Okay, so back to weight-bearing exercise. Barry, when I met her, was doing weight training. She was swimming. She was doing Pilates. She was spending 3 days of the week going to the spa, and she was walking every day 2 to 3 miles. She was so fearful of falling and breaking a hip. Okay, now, here she's been doing TTAP for 8 years. She's now 82, and her bone density has improved so dramatically it's gotten to back to osteopenia, and she gained 1.5 inches in height. She can stand taller. How is that? Because TTAP doesn't use weights. No, but it's weight-bearing because you use your body weight, and you activate muscles completely. The full length of every muscle, multiple muscles at the same time in TTAP, are tuggings on both ends of attachment. Every muscle is attached in two places. So when you have your hand and you're holding onto a cup and you bring the cup to your mouth, you're using the muscles that are attached at your wrist and your elbow to bend that towards you. There's both attachments. Well, in TTAP, I'm going to teach you how to activate it, both attachments, whereas most exercise is a word called isotonic, which means a little bit more tug on one end to the belly of the muscle. So you're not getting a full tug at both ends. And that type of full tension, sustained tension of multiple muscles is equally pulling on all of your bones and pulling your ribs up and keeping you tall. And it promotes bone growth. It slows bone loss. It's a double whammy winner. And so that's why osteopenia, osteoporosis, weight-bearing exercise, TTAP, learn how to use your body weight to promote bone density. Here's a real simple one when you're standing at the kitchen sink. And everybody, because we kind of bend over, which inactivates the muscles on your upper back and your neck. Okay, so then that's why a lot of us get osteoporosis at the base of the neck and it turns into a dowager's hump. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is whenever you're by a countertop or working in the kitchen, periodically just push your hands into the countertop, which will push to lift your ribs, which will make you stand taller. Then inhale really big while you still keep pushing. You'll feel the muscles tug as you stretch your rib cage. Keep pushing as you exhale. You'll feel it as you exhale all the way. And do that a couple of times, then relax. Repeat. Now keep your ribs up whenever you're walking, standing. Think ribs up. And that alone is going to tug on all of the muscles along your spine to keep it straighter, keep it denser, keep it stronger, and keep it at bay. That's what's really making it. Now, that was the one you said about osteoporosis. What was the other one?
The other one was about diabetes.
Diabetes and keeping blood sugar down. Everybody knows, okay, we have to start thinking about consumption of sugar, try not to do as much sugar. My number one thing is the easiest way is to totally get rid of high fructose corn syrup in your diet. Read labels. I will drink something sweetened with cane sugar or regular sugar. Okay, to the point I've gone to Costco to buy Coca-Cola for Mexico because it's made with cane sugar and they sell it at Costco in glass bottles. I'm not going to drink the Coke that's in the can that's high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup interrupts pancreatic function. It's not just sugar. If you just look at it on that part, but sugar doesn't interrupt your pancreas, but high fructose corn syrup does. And you need your pancreas to react with insulin when you consume sugar. You know, too much sugar wears it out. The other thing, you need to activate more muscles on the inside throughout the day because muscles burn sugar. Okay, we just talked about pushing into that countertop. Those are activating muscles as you push. Well, while you're standing, I do what's called a mitten chop. You know, your hands, if you look at your hand, you extend your thumb, it looks like a mitten. Fingers are together. So as you're standing, if you don't have a countertop in front of you, throughout the day you want to stretch those ribs to hip as far as you can. if you just place your mittens, little finger first, on your thigh, wherever it's comfortable to point, and I want you to push in your thigh as hard as you can. It's going to lift your ribs and make you stand as tall as you can. Keep pressing. You inhale really big. You exhale really big. Keep pushing those mittens in that little mitten shop. Do that two or three times. Release, but keep your ribs up. Throughout the day, keep thinking, are my ribs up? Ribs up. Because lats, the muscles along the each side of your body, that's the one of the largest muscles. Look into Google, and it's called the latissimus dorsi is the muscle. Everybody listening, look in, and you'll see it's one of the biggest muscles on your body besides your buttocks, which is called the gluteus maximus. It's another big one. Then, so back to those lats, is if you think ribs up, you're going to feel your lats activate. You're going to burn sugar just while you're standing, while you're sitting, if your ribs are up. Now go back to those buttocks. Now I want you to tuck till you feel your tummy tightens. When you tuck your tailbone under, you're going to activate the glutes. So while you're standing, are your ribs up? Are your knees softly bent? Are your butts tucking under just enough till you feel the tummy? That's activating all these muscles on the inside, and that's helping your body burn sugar, glucose, for fuel to keep those muscles tight and activated. So we need to know how to sneak exercise throughout the day. One last tip. Keeping the sugar besides hoedowns. Hoedowns is the mini max miracle. That's on my website for free. It's at YouTube for free. It is the little 3-minute move that you do anytime you think you've excess sugar or just want to control your sugar. But one last tip to teach you how to fit fitness in, to keep the blood sugar in control. Thumbs away. Never let your thumb point towards your body. That inactivates the muscles in your upper back. To keep your blood sugar in control, you always want to make sure when you're walking, your little finger touches your thigh. Don't let the thumb, or totally have the thumb away to the side, and you will burn more sugar, burn more fat, and keep your blood sugar under control. And if you do cheat, you need to counter it at the same time with protein and fat. So when I'm going to have a glass of wine, which is straight sugar, I make sure to have raw almonds at the same time because they give me protein and fat so that I don't convert the sugar that I'm eating, drinking, into fat. Yes, things can be fat-free, but you can convert them to fat if you don't eat in balance. Let me repeat that. You can buy foods that are sugar-free, okay, and you can buy foods that are fat-free, but your body on those fat-free foods can convert them to sugar. So if you have diabetes, look for sugar-free foods, not fat-free foods. And that's my tip of the day.
Well, Teresa, the time always flies by so quickly, and I want my listeners to know that they can go to your website, ttapp.com, T-T-A-P-P.com. You can type in Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, TAP as well. But it's important for you to know that you have been given this vehicle to work in, this living machine called a body. I call it a living machine.
It is.
And with TTAP, you can actually see yourself improve by inches. And don't just take my word for it. I mean, Teresa and I have been talking on the air for quite a while now, but go into her website. Find out about the men and women that this has made a difference for. And don't feel like you're alone in this, because wellness is an ongoing project, and it's great to know that you can go to her website and you can find people, all walks of life, all sizes and shapes, all kinds of ethnic backgrounds, and they're in there, they're wanting to make their lives better, and they will be right there with you side by side. So go to TTAP.com. Teresa, you have a fabulous day. I know you're just always going a mile a minute. I don't know how you do it, but you do. And keep on trucking, and I look forward to the next time that we chat.
Thank you so much, Donna. It's always a pleasure to have the opportunity to talk with you and your listeners.
This is Donna Sebo. We are going to be taking a break. Go to TTAP.com. Hey, you're worth every bit of the self-investment in your own personal betterment on all levels. Check it out. We're going to be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser Learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone lines are now open if you'd like to chat with me. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Telephone number to call in to is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, by the way, I do want to mention to those of you who are listening, if you or if you have a friend that has had a ghost experience or some experience on a paranormal level, I would love to hear from you. And the reason is I'm putting together a book. I am collecting 100 stories from people. I'm going to put a few of my own in, but I'd rather hear from you because I think the more we can share about various experiences, the better. I just got an email from somebody that is in the Yukon area, and they are letting their friends know, and I'm looking forward to receiving some of their stories. But it's important that we share. So if you'd like to send me your story, be sure you put in the subject line, the Donna Sebo Show story or story for your book, Donna, or something like this where I can identify it. Send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna at DelphiInternational.com. Or you can send it via email to the Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. And I would love to hear from you. Be sure you put your contact information in the email as well. I'm building a file on this right now, and as soon as I've reached my objective, I'm giving myself a year to accomplish this. So I'd like to hear your story, and perhaps we'll be able to put it into print. So do send it along. Also, for those of you listening, I want you to tell your friends and also to make you aware that this Saturday I will be on Achieve Radio with Bill Schneider, and we are going to be doing 2 hours of calls, and I'm going to be on his program, which is called Super Psychics, and I feel very pleased that Bill has invited me back again to do a show with him. So that's this coming Saturday, 4 to 6 Pacific time. I will be on the air live with him. All kinds of events and activities are going to be evolving. Some of this I'm going to be writing about in my newsletter. So just when it comes out, it's going to be coming out the 1st of May, and you will be made aware of some of the upcoming events. Some of them are already scheduled in August. We've got something that's coming up tentatively in July. My goodness, the year, before I know I'm going to blink and it's going to be gone. So anyway, in my newsletter and on my website, we keep you up to date with the latest information. So that'll also be featured on my calendar as well. Okay, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Mushrooms are a food that I really enjoy. In fact, one of my favorite ways to fix mushrooms is to saute them in a little bit of butter and to add sherry. And the sherry, when you cook with the mushrooms, the flavor is left, and of course the alcohol is burned off, but oh, they're just wonderful, dependent on the type of sherry that you enjoy using. But it's a recipe that I came up with a long time ago. It's real simple. I think I learned it from somebody else. I don't remember, but I've been doing it for years. And who would have thought the mushrooms could be a part of greener packaging? Yes. Today in our world, we are becoming more and more consciously aware that the effect we have on the environment with petroleum products, particularly, because they, if they're used in plastics, they don't break down very easily. So slowly but surely through the years, we have learned that we can use certain types of corn, and it can be made, or potato, and they can be made into utensils like forks and spoons and knives for eating and also for packaging. Now, it's still pretty expensive compared to the oil-based, so it's something that we're figuring out ways that we can do things. Well, there was an engineering student, Eben Baer. He really was interested in mushrooms, and who would know that this was going to lead to an innovative idea for packaging? And he said in his study of mushrooms, he loved to be out of doors, he noticed that the mushroom roots bind everything on the forest floor. He said they bind the tree roots to soil, and there's so many other things that he was noticing. And he looked and he said, wow, it really is a very, very dense network. And he thought, I wonder, those two words can change the world. I wonder, could mushrooms, roots, or mycelia, as they are known, be used as an eco-friendly alternative to foam packaging? Good question to ask. Well, he took his idea to a classmate, and they decided, okay, let's see what we can do. So what they did, they planted mushrooms in some plastic containers under one of their beds. I'm glad moms weren't on duty, because that might have caused them a little bit of concern, seeing fungi growing under the bed. They found, though, in doing this experiment, that the mycelia, when they combined it with buckwheat and rice husks, can be shaped into biodegradable blocks. Who knew? They didn't. They experimented. They challenged concepts. They tried something different. So this is a product that they have been able to develop called Eco Cradle. It's going to be coming out soon as protective packaging for computers and furniture. And it's also being tested as home insulation. It's being called Green Slate. Now, this is what they have found out in the research regarding this. The fungi-based forms hold heat and resist fire and mold. Fungi reducing mold. When fungi is a mold. Aha! How do they do it? I don't know, but it's working. It resists fire and mold better than petroleum-based synthetics and require one-tenth of the energy to produce. Fascinating stuff. Who would have imagined that a fungi would prevent fungus mold? We live in an amazing world. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. If you'd like to chat with me, 888-815-9756. We're going to be back in just a moment.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. I wanted to share a little bit of a story about dreams. There are so many historical recordings of specific experiences that people have had, and dreams are actually what started me on my journey of developing mind skills. And dreams are fascinating. They can, in one dream, you can deal with the past, present, and future in just minutes. And with what goes on, there are often more questions than not about dreams. You'll have experts that say, well, it's all about you. It doesn't have anything to do with anything else. Yet throughout history, there are recorded experiences that people have had that were precognitive. They actually saw something happening in the future. And I'm sure there's many of you listening that have gone through the very same experience. I know I have. And sometimes we wonder, how can that be? Are we time traveling? What is going on with our minds? Why is it that our minds can project forward maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 years? Sometimes it's just a couple of days. Maybe it might be an hour. Or we can have a simultaneous experience with someone going through a particular event or happening in another area. Well, in 1812, this is a recorded series of dreams by different individuals about a singular event that actually happened. And I thought it would be good to share it with you. This was on May 2nd. There were three dreams of death in a single night that were in the dream states of John Williams. Now, John Williams, at the time, was the superintendent of a mining operation in Cornwall, England. Every one of these dreams was exactly the same. When he had the first dream, after he had the second dream, and then the third dream, he made a point of awakening his wife, and he told her about what he was experiencing. Well, each time she told him, just roll over, go back to sleep, you're waking me up, this is all nonsense, it's just a dream. Now, this gentleman did not have any interest in politics. However, each of these dreams were about the House of Commons. And this is what he experienced. He would enter the building of the House of Commons, and he watched a man in a snuff-colored coat with metal buttons loitering in the lobby just before a smaller man wearing a white waistcoat and a blue coat appeared. The first man, who was loitering, looked very stressed, became frantic, pulled a pistol out from beneath his jacket, and shot the small man in the breast. blood spurted out all over the place. The victim falls to the ground, dead. Asking after the identity of the assassinated man, Williams was told in his dream that it was Spencer Percival, Chancellor of the Prime Minister of Britain. Now, Williams, after having this dream three times in a row, thought he should go to London and warn the man Percival. But his friends, I imagine his wife as well, talked him out of doing this. Now, a week later, Spencer Percival, the victim in John Williams' dream, he himself had a dream. And he shared with his family the nightmare that a fellow wearing a coat with brass buttons had shot him in the House of Commons. Now, his family, because of this dream, opposite from Williams' friends and family, they said, don't go in, just don't go. Now, the dream had ended for Percival by going black. This is what he had told his family. And Percival assumed that he had died. But as far as he was concerned, the dream did not justify him staying home. And he was murdered a short time later. Now, it was a few days after the event when Williams, him being in Cornwall, he heard that Percival had in fact been assassinated. Now, it wasn't too long after that that Mr. John Williams was in London, and he happened to look at a drawing in one of the print shops representing the place and circumstances which attended Mr. Percival's death. It was exactly what he had seen in his dreams. Fascinating stuff, isn't it? It makes you wonder. There is an article, which I have not yet read, which was brought to my attention by my husband, because he was having a conversation with a friend yesterday, and they said there is an article in Discovery Magazine about future travel and how you can go forward and then go backwards. This is an amazing topic. When you think of what I just shared with you, now this is actually recorded in 1812, and I know there's been a lot of others since then, but I thought if you just take the context of the time frame, what people thought, how they looked at life, what their lifestyles were. And they didn't have cell phones. They didn't have a very easy way of communication. It often took days for news of an event of any kind to reach someone. And in many instances, if you were out in the country, it might take months. Whereas today we have this instantaneous communication. You have this otherwise. So I look at this and I say, all right, here's a piece of time travel. So if you question that, you say, well, if Donna, if the future's all written out, then what about free will? Well, I believe that in this universe, there are many, many options in life. And that sometimes we're given pictures of information in advance where we are forewarned. We are forewarned about things and we can pay attention. We can create changes. We can have different images. So it's a fascinating thing. I don't know that we'll ever be able to have anything in black and white, but I sure encourage you to be aware and to be attuned to the fact that if you're mindfully present with your experiences and you keep an open attitude about them and ask yourself, what if, just like two young inventors I mentioned to you earlier, you may find that you have solutions and resolutions to things that you would never, ever have considered. This is Donna Siebel. I know that we're out of time. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Tomorrow, we are going to be talking with Gene Kolsch, Stumbling to the Stars. Now, Gene was going to be with me today, but that had to be changed because my guest that was scheduled for tomorrow, a family member died. And so she had to cancel her show. So Jean is going to be with us. We're going to be talking about Hollywood and the various people that she has known and that she does drawings and caricatures for. This is her story, Stumbling to the Stars. We'll be here same time, same place tomorrow. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Siebel. Have a magnificent day. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.